We are about to announce our next pick for the Morning Edition Book Club. This is where we ask a well-known writer to recommend a book. Everybody reads it, and then you send us your questions, and we bring the book's author onto the program to answer them. This round, our selector is Pulitzer Prize-winning author and screenwriter Richard Russo. And Russo's recommendation is...
Fates and Furies by Lauren Groff.
I love you say it so dramatically. I love that.
It's a dramatic read, believe me.
Fates and Furies is the story of a marriage divided into two sections. The first, Fates, focuses on the husband's story. The second, Furies, completes the tale focusing on the wife. Richard Russo says this device allows for a stunning 360-degree view of a complex relationship.
The secrets here are character secrets, not plot secrets, and they are revealed in ways that sometimes take your breath away. You have to wait almost until the last page of the book to get to the last of the secrets.
So, I mean, marriage, something that many people can relate to and think about it in their own personal lives. Is that one reason you're picking this book? Is it something that a lot of people could really dig into?
Well, it's a good reason, but the real reason that I was so fascinated by this book is that it is about destiny. And it's something that I've been writing about in my own fiction for a very long time. And I write about it not because I understand it, but because I don't. And I'd love to.
So what can you tell us about the author, Lauren Groff?
I became interested because I heard she was from Cooperstown, New York. And that's just a few miles down the road from where I grew up in Gloversville. So writers, like everybody, we're all fiercely territorial. Those of us in upstate New York, you know.
She's on my turf. Who is this woman on my turf?
That's right. William Kennedy's up there, and Russell Banks, and Joyce Carol Oates, and the late Fred Exley, and we all consider this our turf. So who's this new girl coming on? And so I read her novel, The Monsters of Templeton, which was a really fine first novel, but it was really the second book, a collection of short stories called Delicate Edible Birds, that kind of blew my mind. Fates and Furies, it reveals just how wide the author's curiosity is. And it was the same with that book of short stories. I kept wondering in Delicate Edible Birds, there's always a weak story or two, you know, and you think, all right, where's she going to bury the weak story? And it mm-hmm. turned out there were none. And her mind goes everywhere. There's almost nothing that she's not interested in. And her skill set is breathtaking.
You know, we're going to be asking our listeners to send in questions for the author when she comes on the air. But I'm just curious, what would you ask Lauren Groff about this novel if you had a chance?
I would ask her where she found the chutzpah. It's just an incredibly ambitious work. She writes like her hands are on fire in this one. And she's willing to go anywhere and follow anything into the most dangerous of territories. And she's really still a very young woman. You know, I'm 66 now.
People would expect you to have chutzpah, not necessarily
someone
so young.
Yeah, you're saying. Into your 60s. Yeah, but somebody her age to go hunting for big game this way, pretty remarkable, I think.
All right. Well, I'm excited to read the book, and thanks for choosing it. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you, David.
That is Richard Russo, and he has given us our assignment for the Morning Edition Book Club. It is the novel Fates and Furies by Lauren Groff. It officially publishes today. Now go to NPR.org. You can learn how to share your thoughts and questions with our virtual book group meeting here. We'll put a few of your questions along with that one from Richard Russo to Lauren Groff when she joins Morning Edition to engage with you about her book Fates and Furies later on next month. I cannot wait to ask Lauren Groff where she finds her chutzpah.